You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 439, recorded May 2023, posted March 2024. I am a loud lion.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill, a podcast where we play D&D for your amusement, is what you just heard. I'm Tony Sindelar, your Dungeon Master. Today, we are continuing the Stygian Gambit, one of the adventurers from Keys from the Golden Vault. Allow me to introduce our players, and then we'll get into this thing that we're doing. First up, you've heard his voice already, or should I say his roar? It's Jason Snell.
Roar! Hello, Tony! I am playing Revel, a Triton druid of the Moon Circle. But at the moment, Revel, he's a lion, because I predict this episode will contain lion shenanigans. Can't wait.
Next up, it's Annette Weirstra. Welcome back, Annette.
Hello, I am playing Jay Raff, who is a paladin, an Asimar paladin. Both of us using she, her. And I think I'm waiting around planning to turn into that guy who runs the casino.
Toggle Pocket.
That's
Quentin.
That's
Toggle
right.
Pocket.
Quentin Toggle Pocket.
Quentin. That's going to be me.
Yep. You just heard her voice. It's Erica Ensign. Welcome back, Erica.
I usually am very bad at remembering character names or NPC names, but Quentin Toggle Pocket is a great name, so I remembered it.
It's a long time.
And I actually now thought it was more important than my character's name, which is Levithia Du Isigri. Not as cool as Quentin Toggle Pocket, but, you know, still important. And yes, both of us use she, her pronouns. Levithia is a human ranger.
And last but certainly not least, Monty Ashley.
Hello, it's me, Auntie Ashley. I e him, and also Krong, I play he him.
Krong, you know, okay. Y'all know Krong.
You all right? Know Krong. He needs no Krong. Identification as a bugbear rogue. He's just Krong.
Bugbear rogue. He's a monster under the bed kind of thing.
Yes.
He's under your bed right now. But that's so okay. He's nice. He brought you something. He brought you a present.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
If he's under my bed, he's probably playing table hockey. Well, that's what
we know. We know
is
that if
Canadian
he's under your
slang for something.
We know that if he's under your bed, he did bring you a present, because otherwise he would have used his 20-foot reach or whatever to stab you to death, and you would not be listening to this.
Yeah.
So he must be there on a friendly mission.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now no children are listening to this. They've been scared away.
Mission accomplished.
What are we doing here on the Stygian Gambit? Well, this is a heist adventure. This is possibly our culminating session with regard to a casino heist. That's right. Our adventurers, operatives of the Golden Vault, a, you know, society with secrets that sends people out to right wrongs and occasionally save the world and occasionally just, you know, do some jobs to, you know, to help the little guy out. And in this case, the little guy is one Verity Kies, or Keys, depending on how I pronounce it, because I'm inconsistent. An adventurer, a gambler who was robbed by her former gambling partner, who stole their combined savings to run off and start a casino. In order to settle this wrong, your goal is to rip off Quentin Toggle Pocket, casino owner operator, for 5,000 gold pieces, steal the trophy that is to be the prize at the Three Dragon Ante tournament that is underway, and escape with your lives and the aforementioned money. You know, we do a lot of things on this adventure, and I just want to say sometimes the players make plans, and sometimes they are what we call good plans.
That was a
specific thing I did because I like to be surprised by it. I also feel like this is a thing I'm trying to do as a dungeon master to be better, where I don't want to interrupt and tell you like your plan is bad. I just want, you know, it, like you'll work out your plan. I think people feel demoralized when I tell them that their plan is bad. And so I let the plan go. You had a plan. I don't know if it was a good plan or a bad plan. I'd have to consult the recording. I kind of tuned out during that session to protect the authenticity of my craft, Monty. And what I think I can critique is that there were some things two things I will critique about your plan so far as it exists. One, there's already broken down some synchronicity between your team. Second, lions are a little bit like lies. One lion or one lie is usually plenty. You don't need two lions or lies. And yet here we are with two lions for Ravel, the Triton Druid, has cast, I believe you cast fog, filling the basically the entertainment room, the kind of show floor of the casino where people go to watch various circus performers and animals. You filled it with fog and then transformed into a lion and launched yourself into the middle of the arena, joining the lion that was already present. Is that accurate, Ravel?
Yes.
All right.
You left. You missed the part where I moved toward the cruel lion tamer trainer guy, and he fainted.
Do we know that the lion tamer is cruel, or we just assume that based on his occupation?
We know it.
He trained on it.
All evidence points to that being
all
a bad
evidence.
Person.
All right. He and as such, he is sentenced to death by lion. Ironic.
Not necessarily. His fainting may have saved him.
Let me just check in. Mm-hmm. So, Ravel, you're currently in lion form in the middle of the casino.
Leonine.
Yes. Show. Levithia, you are nearby, perhaps confusingly placed inside a fog cloud, which is obscuring your vision. Jay, you have placed yourself near one of the doors to the back rooms of the casino, but in, not inside the chaos that is the mm-hmm.
And
the
I'm
stuff
still,
there.
I believe, in my regular form, just sort of chilling, waiting for things to happen before make my move.
Krong, you are hanging out in the Three Dragon Ante tournament near the display case that houses the trophy that is to go to the winner later today.
With a painting of the trophy case.
With the painting right. of a trophy case and a fake belly, which has your real arms in it. Am I correct? Or you have fake arms also?
I
and
have
somehow
fake
I just
arms
allowed
here.
Yeah.
And real arms here in my belly. Now,
it's an audio podcast, Monty.
I know. Last episode, I did grab that security guard and lift him up.
You did.
I'm going to suggest I got real close to him so he didn't realize
that
arms were my really, really long arms that come out of the belly disturbingly.
I do like how literally your character has had fake arms for like an hour, and one of the first things you go to do is start lifting people.
I like my arms. My arms turn out to be very important to me. I love like reaching out and like attacking people from distances.
Nobody's criticizing your arms, Croc. Yeah.
They're a great feature.
They're, everything is fine. And apparently I did not criticize that, nor apparently your ability to get fake bugbear arms and a fake bugbear stomach to control your real arms overnight.
You said I probably already had those.
Yep.
That
story checks out.
There's a certain Dungeon Master technique where it's just like you just give the players the rope to hang themselves with. It doesn't matter how many favors you cut them because they'll still mess up the plan and there'll be two lions. It's that old to say.
That
is the pact which I make with you as the DM. If you let me get this nonsense, I promise I will pull nonsensical shenanigans with all of them.
Yes. All right.
Should we roll initiative now? What happens now?
I think we should roll initiative because it's gonna be crazy.
I'm hanging in a blind spot. Who's gonna find me? My initiative is 2.
Well, you know what? It's appropriate that I rolled a 1 on my initiative because I'm very confused about things not happening the way I was expecting. Oh. So I'm now going to need to like take the time to
Jason
retool.
All right, and I'm going to roll a general initiative for the environment
the crowd.
Around you. Yeah, the crowd. I'm going to say that basically, for now, casino events happen on an 8. So, Ravel, you have gone first. I think you've used your surprise
Makes
round
sense.
To cast fog and launch yourself into the middle of the arena. A smattering of guests at the Afterlife Casino have panicked. It's unclear. Some people are panicking because there's a giant fog cloud. Some people are panicking because they're in a giant fog cloud. And some people are applauding the magical appearance of a second lion that is no doubt part of the act.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
All right, well, I roar at the lion and
reaction.
and the fainted trainer, and
yep.
Then I proceed to the far door and burst into the casino and kind of look
right.
at the lion like, you know, come on, let's go.
So you're going to burst into the casino, not run up the tunnel to the behind the scenes area.
No,
I thought that door was
okay.
locked.
Yeah,
or
probably
actually,
safe
we too, can't so. Even see it on the map, so
yep.
I don't know.
So Tony, these
right.
the squares here are these five, or because our tokens are
they're five.
Yeah, they're five.
The squares are five. Okay, so I am gonna go. Let's see here. Well, my speed is 50, so. Such a big token.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a lion, Jason.
Yeah, you're a big cat. They call them big cats for a reason.
Yeah. Not a bad name for an operating
system. I'm gonna move out into the floor of the casino. Well actually, so
perfect.
can I double move if I'm not taking an action?
Yes, you could take the run action, I believe.
Dash.
Sorry. Haha. I know how to play this game that I've been playing for years.
Are there any security guards out here?
There is a security guard just stationed kind of outside the area there. Do you see that security
yeah,
guard?
Yeah, I do. I do. I am going to leap over the water.
Yep.
Which I can do, and be on the other side of the water, on the other side from that security
all right.
guard, and I roar again. Trying to disturb all around me that a lion has roared.
Yeah. Now, you know, the map as shown is relatively empty because the map doesn't have every casino patron or waiter or, you know, pit boss or, you know, person counting their chips. And, you know, I imagine there's also some small pieces of furniture that didn't make it onto the map. And it didn't sound like you were moving stealthily or carefully.
Oh, no.
So I am. Yeah. So
to the
I
contrary.
Just imagine.
I am
yeah.
a loud lion that has escaped from the circus, and if any patrons are nearby as I'm running, I am brushing past them or knocking them over
yes.
to create maximum chaos.
All right, there is chaos. There are, I imagine, like carpets sliding all over, beautiful, exquisite end tables.
There's nothing more chaotic than slid carpets.
With lovely, yeah, John Syracuse would not approve. Beautiful end tables with exquisite vases with artfully arranged floral arrangements on top of them. And those are just gone, shattered into pieces.
Oh, yeah.
People are panicking.
I'm the proverbial lion in the china shop here.
Yeah. Chips are being.
Not a proverb.
Yeah. not yet.
Sorry.
Monty.
Lion in the casino. The proverbial yeah. lion in the casino.
There you go.
With vases.
That's grand. MGM grand. It is chaos.
Not affiliated with this plan.
Yeah. Yep. People are dropping their chips, which is causing other confusion. Drinks are getting spilled. It is chaos. That's Ravel's turn. Krong, you are basically just across the hall from where this, let us call it, distraction is breaking out. I imagine that the two high-stakes games of Three Dragon Ante have ground to a halt, and everyone in the room with you is looking west out the doors toward the possibly some of them got a sight of a lion leaping across a canal and traipsing down the hall. Other people have at least heard the noise or the commotion. Maybe there are guests that are running into this room who are panicked, but it's certainly a scene.
Well, my first question is this security guard by me.
Yeah.
When does he act?
He's looking. He's going to act on initiative
eight.
When does
he act?
Eight.
Okay.
He'll work
well,
on eight.
In that case, see, my plan is because of the way the turn system works, as long
oh.
as he's looking away from me and the case on my turn, I can do whatever I want.
Indeed.
Also, you specifically said in the last session that you were sort of positioning yourself a little bit between him and the case as he was watching the game happening. The lion's in the same direction, so yeah. I feel like you were just absolutely
golden. He is fully distracted. I'll also remind you that you yourself unlocked the case previously.
I did.
Yep.
Well, if he's fully distracted and everybody else is fully distracted, and this magic mirror still looks like it's about, I'm going to say, 150 feet away from me and has to look
who's looking through their magic mirrors might be mainly focused on the two magic mirrors that are looking at a lion.
A lion.
Yep. Well, if this guy's distracted, I'm doing it right now.
All right.
Action for this turn is swap.
All right. I would like you to roll sleight of hand with advantage because everybody is super distracted. You need to beat a 10.
I rolled a natural 20 for a total of 25.
Okay. It's a shame that everyone is looking the other way because the way you just did it was amazing. Basically, like one-handed. Krongdu, I was going to describe it for you, but I think it would be lovely if you described it. How does this work? Does the painting go inside the case, on the outside of the case? How does it work?
The painting is pasted on the inside of the door, right?
The front, inside, out, facing out kind of deal?
Open it, and I paste it on, and then I reach out, and I grab this statue, and I tuck it into my belly, and I shut the case again. Can I lock the case?
It's up to you.
That's a great
idea. Yeah, you absolutely can. I don't know if you want to.
I do.
All right. So you have claimed it is a nice solid gold. It is a statue of, I don't think I've probably pronounced it correctly, but an Arinyes, which is kind of a demonic looking thing. I believe that they're basically like the Furies. And, you know, a winged lady with a sword. And, you know, it has some monetary value, mainly sentimental value to whoever wins the tournament / whoever owns this casino, and we'll assume that is in your bag of holding, and no one is aware that that has happened.
Great. For my move, I would like to move towards the door of this room. I will end up here, and as a bonus action, I would like to cunning action dash and move another 6 squares towards the door, and I'm yelling something like, "Oh my God, it's a lion! Look out!"
All right.
I'm like knocking chairs over and tables as I run towards the door.
Towards the
lion. Look out. I'll save you. Table. Right.
Convincing.
Like somebody has a drink and I just stop and I like drink from it and I throw it in his face.
I feel like there's times where Krong is like extra muppety and I like those times. So, yeah. He's got some sweetums in him.
By my calculation, I can get to this square.
All right. Nice. So, Krong, you are on the threshold to the tournament room. You are a short. You can see a familiar looking lion. Now, Jason, does Ravel look exactly like the old circus lion, or do you look like a lion? Or I don't know how.
I look like another lion I've seen.
Okay. So, have you seen multiple lions in your life, or do you look like
Ravel came into this having seen a lion? So yes,
okay,
he's like collected lion for Wild Shape.
But it's not like a Disney cartoon where you look like a lion, like with Ravel's face or something.
No, no.
That's not a Disney cartoon. That's a horror show.
That would not be wild. That would just be shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that has happened. I'm going to say that events on the casino happen next. It is chaos.
Did the lion follow me? Did the lion follow me, Tony?
Did the lion follow me? You know what? Jason, roll animal handling with advantage.
Okay. All right, I will just roll it 2 times. 19.
The lion follows. Emrys, the lion follows, perhaps a little bit slower, perhaps a little bit cautiously. Emrys kind of like pokes his snout, and then his face and mane follow as he kind of saunters. Doesn't charge the way you did, Ravel, but he moves into the main casino. He is picking his way carefully so as to try not to cause the same level of chaos you did, but the presence of a lion in the casino is causing things. So there's like a lion that like cautiously pokes his way around the corner and almost bumps into a waiter who like falls backward, knocking glassware everywhere. a security guard, because there are tiefling security throughout the casino. They're just trying to make sense of this situation. One of them runs over, and he was going to run to the nearest lion, which is no longer Gravel. It is now the lion in residence at the casino. And he's like, he's running over, and he's like trying to calm the lion. He's like, whoa, do you want to be doing this? Like, think about what you're doing. I'm unsure if this is a convincing way to smooth the lion. He is going to roll animal handling. It's disadvantage because he's bad at it. He rolled a 12. He's at least got the lion's attention for now. The security guard that was watching the display case by Krong kind of moves and positions himself firmly in front of the display case, uncertain about what to do, and is just like barking orders to the crowd. Everyone, calm down. Get in here. We'll be fine. Calm down. Remain calm. This is a drill. It is not a drill.
a lion drill. I've heard about these.
He's going to roll.
It's all part of the show, folks. All part of the show.
People. This is mathematically very unlikely. He rolled bluff with disadvantage. I rolled two 20s.
Whoa.
Which is a real waste of 20s.
Thanks for wasting your rolls on that.
Yeah, some of the people are convinced in the Three Dragon Ante that this is a drill.
Am I convinced that it's a drill?
No, you're. You know.
20s.
You think about it. You're like, is it a drill? No. There was a plan.
Do they have those?
I'm out here. I can see both lines. I'm like, okay, that line is the drill. This line is our.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What a bummer that we planned our lion-based chaos on the day of a lion drill.
That's a bummer. That's just bad luck.
Come on.
It looks good, though, because these guys do not look like they are equipped for lion drills. No. They should be doing this more often.
They really should.
Well, it's opening weekend. They're getting, no one.
They're learning. Yeah.
Yeah. This is on the job. I will say, I don't know. I don't know what official casino policy is in Vegas for there are two lions in your one lion casino causing trouble. But I imagine that the security guards are kind of converging on the lions. Other people, other staff are like trying to direct patrons to safety. I think they're probably going to lock down the boat situation until they have control of the situation. So I think there are no boats going in or out.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that. Jason, as Ravel, you see there are some security guards kind of fighting their way through the crowd in your direction. Livivia, you are in a crowd of people that are panicked because there's a fog cloud in the showroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was not expecting the cloud to be here.
Nope.
So how well could I tell what happened outside of the fog cloud just by listening?
I believe extremely not well.
Okay, but
give me a perception check with disadvantage.
Okay, because I'm just like wondering, hear the roaring move away, or do I think there's still a lion in front of me? You said that was perception?
Yep, with disadvantage.
That's a 6.
You don't know anything.
All right, well, I also don't know.
There is at least one lion outside this fog cloud.
Okay, but I did know where Ravel was when he cast the spell. So basically, I have a good idea of where to move to be able to see.
Yeah. And I would say that you were, as a person about to rob a casino, you kept careful, attention to where the door is.
Yep.
And you know.
And my plan, I was supposed to go toward the original lion, I was supposed to go into the fog cloud to use animal handling on the lion, which obviously doesn't need to be handled anymore.
Well, you don't know that though, so you could just head toward
that
lion
was. Yeah. So basically, I'm going to pop out toward where the lion was. So
unconscious lion tamer.
Yeah, okay. There's an unconscious.
With a key card, perhaps? I don't know.
I already have one of those.
Oh, okay.
You find yourself at the middle of the arena. There's an unconscious lion tamer in the center of the circus show. At this point, I think no one is paying any attention to you as the lion's exiting the stage was clearly a sign that things are not correct. And so all around you, there are assorted casino patrons. Confused, disoriented, people are coughing because there's fog. Mm-hmm. It's chaos.
My fog cloud is non-toxic, by the way. Just
it is, but they don't know that.
Psychosomatic. I get it.
Yeah. So I have a question about the map.
Yeah.
What is the edge of the map over here? Like, I recognize that there's a tunnel, but does this top level end in a wall?
Yes. So from where you are, you're on the kind of ground floor of the little arena. There's a little, there's a tunnel to the east that you can see kind of twists. There's a tunnel to the west that twists a little bit and, you know, leads to the, it slopes up toward the backstage of the.
Okay, so there's not a door at the top level. It's only underneath.
I think that the tunnel slopes upward.
Okay. All right. So then I am, as a free action, going to yell, "Oh my God, I think the smoke is poison. Everybody get out," because what we wanted to do was get people out the doors.
Yes.
And now there's only one door they can find their way out, but hopefully they will just go.
Some of them. They're going to go in all directions.
The proverbial crying smoke in a crowded casino.
Also, yep. I'm unclear if Jason can maintain the fog while he is.
I can.
While he's in lion form. All right.
Do I need to make a check for that, or is just yelling it in this situation?
Feel free to roll persuasion to be extra,
Well, I mean, I guess
persuasive. Otherwise, you
either
just
way, it's either way, it's a minus one, but I think it's more a deception because it's
a lie. Sure. Sorry. Deception. Yeah.
But I still got a 17.
All right. So several people around you believe they have been poisoned and,
run
and start choking.
That'll teach
well,
them.
I mean, all I'm trying to do is
teach them to what?
To
attend
get out.
The casino?
Yeah.
To attend shady
bad
to attend
casino.
The shady animal shows. Like that's
they
don't encourage that.
They didn't. You guys attended the same show.
It's going
to
be a real twist when it turns out all these animals are just druids who are wild shaping.
All of them.
All right. Now, since the door that I was supposed to go out to meet Jay is behind a fog cloud that may be filled with a whole bunch of people, and I don't want to try to get through them anymore, I think I'm going to head down the tunnel. I will take a quick peek at the lion tamer and just be like, does he have a key card on him? Does he have an actual key?
He's got a big, ornate, jangly key as of the type that probably opens some kind of more big gate.
All right. So I'm going to grab whatever keys he's got because my new plan, this is plan B.
Plan is evolving, yes?
Yep. Is to see how many animals I can actually release and create. We thought we had maximum chaos. We don't yet have maximum chaos.
Plan B is the best.
All right. Yes.
Plan B for best. That's what it stands for.
Plan.
All right.
Plan also B. Possibly baboons if there are baboons.
Mm. Yep.
So rifling through his pockets, grabbing everything I can that might be useful, and then continuing my move. Let's see. What is my speed? 4, 5, 6, and then is rifling all the way like through his like is grabbing his keys. Is that a full action or is that considered interacting with an object?
I'll give you that as interacting with an object.
Okay, so then I will continue. 1, 2,
what,
three.
What is an
four,
unconscious
five,
lion tamer but an object?
Six. Well,
right. So I get
it's
this
the worst
far.
Madonna song I've ever heard.
All right. With my dash,
you head up the tunnel, the access tunnel for the show floor there. I will tell you, at the top of this little tunnel there is a there's like a big metal gate with it's the kind that you can see through, and you can see beyond it. There's clearly like a backstage animal area. I'm just going to show you the whole room. You may not be able to quite see all of this, but you know, I trust you, Erica.
I also, I'm going to roll another deception check just to see. I know I am very conscious of the fact that there is a security mirror in the arena. So I want to make it look like the rifling, like grabbing his keys was me checking to make sure he was alive.
Yes.
And then, going like as if he's dead to make, you know, again, maximum chaos, pretending he's dead, screaming, oh, he's dead. And then running up the tunnel as if I'm panicking, as opposed to I'm trying to sneak away. Well, yes. So this is making it as obvious as possible.
All right.
And that was only a 3, so I'm a terrible actor. But
yeah,
I
it does not
still
look convincing at all.
Nope.
All right, you smell coming, the whole tunnel smells kind of like hay and animals, and you can see through the gate ahead of you. It does look like it is locked, but it looks like the key that you took from the lion tamer is going to fit it. You can see some confused-looking acrobats kind of looking down the tunnel because they heard all the commotion. You definitely hear, it sounds like, several baboons kind of cackling and clapping as if they think the commotion is great. And you can see some kind of animal staging area up above. Presumably there's going to be a lion cage in there. And other things.
So they can see me from where they are, I assume.
I think so. I think, yeah.
Or at least one of them can. So I'm like, I'm running up the tunnel, and this is as far as I can get, going, you guys, hurry! The lion escaped! They need you! The lion tamer's down! Hurry!
Okay, lion tamer like, down.
Yep. Lion tamer down.
All
right. Name, that's it.
Yeah, the name of our movie that we're making right now. Lion tamer down.
Yep. Jay, you have been stationed outside of the entertainment showroom. There's a trail of fog seeping under the door. Two lions have busted out of the north door. I don't think very many of the people from inside that room have made it out here, but there are lots of patrons around you panicking, dropping chips, spilling drinks. Security is definitely not paying attention to you because you are not a lion.
I am sticking with the plan, which I believe is to wait for Levithia and Krong to come meet up with me. So I have a moderate amount of patience, and I know that, like in a heist, timing is everything.
Is.
And I
you also kinda, know that you also know that Levithia is totally scatterbrained and will sometimes just stand in place and stare. So you might not trust that I'm going to show up anyway.
Yeah.
But Krong,
so like Krong's for now, and and I don't know if I can quite see him coming out of the room yet. And I position myself here because it's like it seems to be a little bit of a blind spot in terms of mirrors. So like I'm not directly in any mirror, but I can sort of see things happening. So I'm chilling. I'm waiting. I'm keeping an eye on the door because I'm hoping some more guards will kind of come out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm also just periodically yelling, oh my goodness, what's happening?
Now, remind
me. What's happening? We should get out of here.
Players, remind me and the listeners, how many casino key cards do you have?
I have a
two.
Card.
Two. So Jay has one and Levithia has one,
Levithia,
correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. The lion does not have one because no pockets.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, I mean, I know your equipment transforms to you. I just wanted to make a joke about lions not having pockets. Please close that email, listener.
And Krong also has the bag of holding. Yep. Plus, he is a strong individual who can help move.
All right. Jay, gold. I will say that you are waiting. I will let you, when you're waiting, you can kind of rejoin the action at a specific time later. So, all right. Ravel, you're still a lion. How's that working out for you?
It's awesome. What can I say? Okay, so there are a bunch of guards making their way toward me. Is that right?
Yes, through the crowd.
Okay.
Looking to control the lion situation.
I am going to charge this guard.
Wow, okay.
And pounce on him.
Okay.
I am going to make a claw attack.
Yes, 23 hits a casino guard. Yes. I'll remind you, the casino security are beefy, tough looking tieflings, with, you know, huge muscular arms. That you have not seen them kind of wield weapons yet, but I imagine that they have kind of like a big truncheon that they have wear on their belts.
How big are their razor sharp fangs and claws?
Zero. I mean, they got horns because they're tieflings, but
advantage bugbear.
Yeah, they don't have fangs or claws.
So that guy takes 7 damage. That's piercing or slashing claw damage, and must make a DC 13 saving throw
to avoid being
strength,
knocked prone by
strength
a lion.
Saving to avoid being knocked prone by a pouncing lion.
All right.
Is it possible to do non-lethal damage with claws? I'm just curious.
My third critical success of the evening.
Wow.
Used to not be knocked down by a lion.
The lion just bonks into him and just clings to him as he stands
there. Oh, they're hugging. Oh.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Roar.
Roar. Is that all it? Is that it, Ravel?
I think that's all I could do, right? Is move and attack. Right. It seems pretty
so. I don't
lion basics.
I don't know if lions have multi-attack.
No,
I guess not.
No, lions don't. If he had gone down and failed that, then I would have been able to bite him.
Gotcha. Okay. So you would have knocked him down and mauled him.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, Krong, you are on the threshold to the tournament room. You are aware of security guards, lions, and chaos around you.
All right. I will first move 6 squares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I believe I get to here. Then yep. I will action dash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, putting me here. Now I will cunning action dash.
Ooh, rogues.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hello, it's going pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
I nod. I think so.
Okay.
I like imagining that through the chaos and the throng, you can see the bugbear's head from above, so tall, as he goes right over to you.
And we'll assume that Krong, based on your bugbear and roguelike abilities, have no difficulty traversing the crowd of panicking people.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
That seems like your basic, natural state is being surrounded by panicking people.
Krong would have been a heck of a running back. Division.
All right, so I have used all of my turn. I'm over here next to Jay Rath, and I am prepared to hide and do stuff next turn. Let's go.
Okay.
Woo.
Good luck, Jason. You're about to get murdered by security guards. Sorry.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Next turn is, let's see here. Is the casino people reacting? One of the casino guard who ran over to the... Jason, don't take this the wrong way. Legitimate lion.
Oh, yeah.
Is kind of like, like in a standoff with the lion, trying to keep the lion from getting out, but, is not engaged in violence. You know what, Erica? You're over in, Levithia's over in the tunnel leading to the animal back room. Two tiefling acrobats put down their, they have those little, juggling bowling ball things, and they rush over to the gate and unlock the gate and, say, get in here quick. Because they don't want to get mauled by a lion.
I have said the lion ran away and the lion tamer is down, so come out here. But did I not convince them that they needed to go help their coworker?
I don't think you've convinced them to go help their worker. I think you've convinced them to take pity on a patron who is in distress.
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. Two security guards converge on the lion, the one that Jason, that you had, sorry, two security guards converge on Ravel, the lion, the one that you had pounced on, and another one. Now, I will tell you, these security guards, they are good when they're working as a team. They have advantage on attacks they make as a team, and they are just going to wail on you, seemingly courageously, with their kind of truncheons. And they have multi-attack, so they are just going to people, this may be a sad story where a lion gets beat to death.
I like these guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is all part of the lion protocol. Yeah. All right. First attack. I get a 17 versus lion armor class.
Yep, that'll hit.
Second class, 9. Oh, actually, sorry, advantage. Advantage is good, not disadvantage. So 22 will hit. 22 will hit. And 19 is going to hit. So they're just wailing on you. Each attack does 5 bludgeoning damage. So you just took 20 bludgeon damage as they are beating this lion.
That hurts.
Is this part of the plan?
sort of, yeah.
These two guards.
All right. Okay. Jay, did you want to interrupt before it was because Krong showed up? Or are you still waiting?
It might make sense to go at the same time.
Okay,
but yeah,
you have the key
you.
Card, so I think you should go ahead of me.
Yeah, well, I kind of want him to come through the door at the same time so we can.
Okay,
gotcha. All right, Lavithia, you are standing in the tunnel to the animal backstage room. Two worried-looking tiefling acrobats are gesturing you through.
Yeah, I am just trying to figure out, okay, I really want them to leave so that I can open up these other cages because I think that would be fun. I have a feature called, my background is Haunted One, which I have two characters with the Haunted One background for some reason. But this says, those who look into your eyes can see that you have faced unimaginable horror and that you are no stranger to darkness. Though they might fear you, commoners will extend you every courtesy and do their utmost. Let me repeat that. Utmost to help you. Unless you have shown yourself to be a danger to them, they will even take up arms to fight alongside you should you find yourself facing an enemy alone. Because, like, I feel like, you know, it makes sense that they would open the door to let me in because they just...
Haunted one.
Yeah, I need their help. It's so obvious. I need their help. And so I am going to come up to the door and try again to persuade them to come on out and help. Because things are in chaos.
Things are dire.
Yeah. And I think you should watch the end of the tunnel. You know, those bowling pin bats would probably make a good way to beat off any intruders or anything. And also the lion tamer has passed out.
All right. Would you like to roll persuasion, possibly with advantage because of your Haunted One background?
I will try that. I am not charismatic, but I feel very strongly about this. I rolled a 3 and a 4, which is minus 1. So that is a 2 and a 3. So
the two tiefling acrobats look at each other. And the first one says, I don't know. I don't remember what the lion protocol is. And the other one says, maybe we should just wait in here. Look, we don't want anything bad to happen to wonderful customers such as yourself. Just have a little, take a little break in here. I'm sure everything will get taken care of in just a couple minutes.
All right. So I've come into the room through the gate, and I'm looking around. So it's this cage up at the top left.
There is indeed, in the northwest corner of this backstage area, a cage with three baboons who are all holding onto the bars and yelling and hooting and looking like they just, you know, somewhere there is a party and they wish they were invited.
Does the door appear to be like just, is there just like a thing that can be opened up, or does it require a key? And if so,
looks like it requires a key, possibly the same key that you already hold in your hot little hands that you took off a lion tamer.
Okay. All right. Well, so then what I'm going to do is I'm going to come into the room and I'm going to move over there as if I'm like, I'm trying to get as far away from this tunnel as possible. They told me I should take a rest in here. So one, two, three, four. And then I'm just going to move away again. So this is just a double move into the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I'm back here. So I'm not like necessarily right next to the, put myself right there. So it's not like it's obvious that I'm going to the cage, but I'm just like, I'm just going to hunker over here. And just like,
sure.
So I make myself small against the wall and try to look as haunted as possible.
Got it. We've all been there.
Yeah. That's it for me.
middle school dance vibes. Got it.
And now that I'm closer, I'm also like looking at the key holders to see, like, is this the key that I have? Does it look like it's the right size? It's not too small.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Jay, you and Krong seem to be hanging out in the, you know, ever expanding area that is the lion-based distraction.
So I look at Krong and I say, let's go, because as I said, I have patience, but it's limited. And I also already know Lavithia, one, can take care of herself, two, probably got distracted or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I flip my hair back, and as I do, I like turn into Quentin.
Toggle
What's
Pocket?
His last name? Toggle Pocket.
Yep.
And I just march up to the door and I unlock it, hold it open so that Kron can follow me and go through.
All right. The two of you want to move as a group? Would that make turn order kind of easier for now?
I think
probably.
All right. I will tell you, you head into the back hallway of the casino. You know there is a observation mirror at the end. Also, just coming out of a door and around the corner is a burly-looking tiefling guard, though he looks, he looks like he is, freaked out. Or at least, anxious. He seemed like he was already just headed this way when you happened to be coming the opposite direction.
And I confidently say to him, "Good, get out there. Things are a mess." And
he
I
salutes.
Point out the door.
Okay. Give me a quick persuasion check with advantage.
I rolled a 23.
All right, yeah, he avoids eye contact with you because he wants to keep his job.
Oh, that's going to make things a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jay, you probably have some more movement. And
so yeah, then let's see, how many do I have? I get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I can probably make it to about here.
All right.
I don't have that extra dash like Krong.
No. You head about halfway down the hallway. Krong, do you want to just shadow Jay? How do you want to use your turn?
I would like actually to go past Jay to this door and seal it shut somehow. Tell me about this door, Tony.
I don't think you want to seal that door shut. Players?
Right. Yeah, because that's the door to the security, which is the door to the vault.
Oh, I thought the vault was over here.
Nope, that's the security mirror. Yes.
I will not.
We have to go through the door, through into the security room.
Yeah. The idea you is to drain the security guards out of the security room because of Operation Lion, and then take, and then break into the vault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that case, I will open this door, step through it, and hide.
Okay. All right. You head into the back hallway that you know connects to most of the rooms in the area of the casino. There is a security guard at the very far end of the hallway, Krong. I mean, he must be 80 feet away from you, and his attention is mainly focused in the other direction. I think he just notices you out of the corner of his eye and gives you kind of a little curious look, but kind of in a like, I mean, if he's here, he must be supposed to be here kind of way.
As soon as he looks away, I hide.
Okay.
It's a back alley, back corridors. Yeah. Those things are full of shadows.
Oh, yeah. There's crates. The lighting isn't great. There's probably some pipes, Yep. Totally, not well decorated and inviting. Meanwhile, across the casino, a lion is being beaten to death.
All right.
Jason?
I'm going to disengage.
Mm-hmm.
Which is my action, correct?
Yes.
And then I can use my move. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to, let's see.
Where does a lion go?
Into the water.
Not yet. I'm gonna go over here by the other lion, maybe on this side. Oh, by the other lion. And roar again.
And knock people over.
And knock a bunch more people over, but I'm further away from all guards at this point. All
right.
And
your movement is very much higher than a guard, apparently.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm going to heal myself a little bit because I can do that as a bonus action in wild shape.
You do that? Wow. I was going to say, you can do that while you're a lion?
Yes, you can. There's many things you can do, but this is one of them.
You're a
think
lion.
You can still concentrate on the fog spell too for as you know until you've you took some damage though, right?
I took some damage.
Yeah,
I should
you
roll.
Need to roll a something.
Yes.
What do I roll?
It's a constitution, is it saving throw?
Or is yes, it, though okay. It's not very high because you only took 5 damage 4 times. So.
So you have to do it 4 times.
You do have to do it 4
times.
Oh,
well that's not great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You need to roll
10
a concentration check is a constitution saving throw where the DC equals to 10 or half the damage you take in, whichever is greater. So 10. So you need to get a 10 4 times.
Four times.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, yes.
But a lion's constitution is pretty good, probably.
I think it uses Jason's constitution. It,
my constitution's okay. Better than the lion, actually.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty bragging.
I failed the fourth.
Oh, no.
Fog cloud dissipates.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the fog cloud is critical to your diversion at this point.
No, I mean, honestly, at this point, when it drops, people that were caught in it will be able to see the exit.
Are now aware of two lines.
And they will file out the exit and then create even more chaos. That's what we want.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so, if anything, that timing. Fog was containing
it's totally
the situation.
Intentional. This yep. is part of our plan.
All right.
Plan
right.
B that's best.
For
best.
And Baboon, possibly. Lion is done.
All right. The casino kind of moves next. I'm going to say that the two guards that were fighting Ravel, they are not as fast as Ravel, so they are going to move north, and they're going to kind of try and take up a position here on this side of the casino floor by the canal to, like, they're trying to control this situation. They have a perimeter here, and they think they're, like, they think they've got this lion boxed in here. So they're not going to close with the lion. They're going to keep their distance from the lion. But they're with each other, so it would be hard for a lion to get past them. The other security guard over there is trying to get the other lion back into the room from whence it came, and actually has managed to kind of, the lion is like healed and is kind of
really?
Slowly walking backwards. He rolled a 19 on his animal handling. So, you know, but I mean, you know, whether violence is happening or not, Jason, that lion is keeping one guard completely locked down.
Fair.
I'm going to say that the other guard is still not sure what to do. So he's just staying by the display case,
the
shouting
important
orders.
Trophy.
The important trophy, shouting orders. Other guards are running around causing chaos, or not causing, but attempting to deal with chaos. J/Quentin Togglepocket, the security guard who came out of the door, runs right past you. And did you roll to hide from the other security guard, Monty?
Mm-hmm.
I offered to, but you never told me to.
All right. That security guard is going to stay stationed at that corner here, trying to make sure that everything is under control. Okay. I think that's the general gist of things. You know, at this point, that I imagine that, like, the patrons of the casino are kind of at this. The lions have not moved much further into the casino in the last round, so the patrons are still kind of running away from them. But, like, the area of completely out of controlness is a little bit situated in one place. But it's still a madhouse. Lavithia.
All right. So what I want to do, what are the two acrobats doing? Are they sort of like, have they taken up sort of a defensive position in front of the gate to watch for anything coming in?
I think so, but I think they would not have forgotten about you since you are
no.
Back here.
I just want to make sure that more of their attention is
the gate is closed. You know, I think they're kind of nervously looking. You know, they keep looking down the tunnel trying to see what's going to happen, but they don't want to leave.
So first, I'm going to make a stealth check to move over, to be unnoticed, moving over to the baboon door, and see how that goes. I need to stop rolling right here because it keeps rolling onto this piece of plastic, which is not helpful. So that was only, let's see, a 6 on the die, but plus 5, so that's 11.
Okay, I'm going to say, you know, the things are chaotic. I don't think they're aware of you. Okay. Or, I mean, they know you're here, but they don't notice what you're doing.
All right, so I have popped over to just next to the door, and then I have a key. I'm going to try it, and I'm going to use sleight of hand to try to do it as
sneaky
carefully life. so that it's not making a lot of noise or whatever. Still not rolling great. Sleight of hand, 8, 9, 10, 11. So that's another 11.
All right.
And does it work? Does it open that door?
Yeah, the door to the baboon enclosure swings open. Or I assume that once it's unlocked, it swings open and 3 baboons surge out into the animal backstage area.
And then and I'm going to then use the rest of my movement to, let's see. So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I hope the baboons aren't trying to attack me, but if they are, so be it.
They don't seem interested in violence yet.
All right. Yes. So
they seek only freedom. All right.
And I would also like to use animal handling as I sort of like pass the baboons, as I let them out, to try to encourage them to distract,
okay,
go toward, etc. Like, basically, I'm pointing them to, that's the way out. But I mean the gate, yeah, over there, not the door to the south.
They so are familiar with the, you know, they live here, so.
Right, that's the probably the way that they go in and out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm going to roll my animal handling. A little better. 15.
All right, the baboons are surging in the direction of the tiefling acrobats.
All right. And I assume that all of, like, the unlocking the door and stuff, that was an action, correct?
I think so.
Okay. Then that is it for me. My next, can I see at this door here, does it require a key card or a key, or is it looked like a normal door?
I think
door?
It's just a door.
Okay, perfect. Then yep. I'm ready for my next turn.
But... All right. Jay, you're in the back hallway all by yourself, just you and a security mirror at the far end of it.
I come through the door.
Yep.
I see the guard down there and I yell, "You! Get out there! This is a nightmare! Do we want this to be the first thing that town crier talks about tomorrow? Go get that straightened out.
Give me a deception check. You have advantage because
you look like the boss.
Man, you look like the boss.
19.
All right. We'll assume that it's not his turn, but we assume he moves in the direction that you've ordered him.
Then I also then can finish my move to about here. And
all right. You move past Krong, down the hallway, into the security room. There, at this point, the security room is almost completely empty. There is one tiefling guard left, and he is glued to the monitors looking through the security mirrors. I don't think he has noticed that you are even in this room.
I do the same thing. I say to him, "You, we need you out there. I know these mirrors usually are important, but there's a disaster happening. We need every guard out there helping straighten up this mess."
Give me a persuasion again.
Persuasion is 24.
All right. Wow. He bolts up. He says, "Right away, boss." And he heads in the direction of the door.
And that is my move for now.
All right. Now, I'll just remind you, you're in the security room. You have a nice view of all these little mirrors that are looking out throughout the casino. You see two lions causing chaos. It looks like things are relatively quiet in the Three Dragon Ante tournament room. You know, the display case looks totally untouched. Does look like no boats are going in or out, and there are security guards kind of, you know, mainly basically busy with crowd control, trying to keep everything sorted out. I'm just going to mention, you do look around. What you don't see on any of the security cameras is the real Quentin Togglepocket, so you're not sure where he is, but things
right
certainly do.
Well,
you don't know that. Things Damn. Seem chaotic. You can't see into rooms, Krong, that you're not in. It's not how eyes work.
The all-seeing bugbear.
Yeah. And as previously mentioned, in the security office, there's a relatively substantial-looking door in the northwest corner, similar to the passkey doors that you've seen elsewhere, that, you know, has the green trim. And this one just looks physically stronger, such that if somebody was trying to break it down, they'd have a harder time than the other doors.
Cool. That's
your move?
That's
your turn?
I am to be ready to slide Krong the pass because
okay,
he's moving faster than me.
You hold it out in your hand.
Yeah, it's like, yep, take it.
But there's a guy who hasn't left the room yet.
Well, yeah. I'm being right a little slightly...
That guy's a problem.
Potentially.
What's
Krong, it is your turn.
What's the room to the south according to the map that we had?
Prison.
I can't remember.
You cells? Saw that the room to the south was some kind of holding cells area.
Oh, that's right. So
yeah, it's like cells.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will.
Krong? Yeah.
Walk to this door and use my thieves' tools to lock it shut so it will never open again, ever.
All right.
Those poor employees are locked in the employee lounge for all eternity. Nothing to read but the employee
handbook,
fairness rules, or whatever.
Yeah. From inside the employees' break room, you hear employees on break who have chosen not to interrupt their break to deal with the chaos that is in the casino. That is not covered in the Lion Protocol. All right. All set, Krong. Anything else?
Do I roll anything for that?
No, you're Krong. You can do that.
All right. In that case, I will then. Which direction do I think this guy's going to go? Probably north. So I'm going to hide south of the door.
All right.
I don't want that guy to know I exist.
All right. Give me a stealth check because this guy, you're not just in the peripheral vision of some other guard. This guy's going to pass right by you.
I rolled poorly and got an 11.
Okay. Still very good. Let's see. Ravel, you are next.
Yes.
The tiefling security guards think they have you cornered by the waterfall / yeah. the three dragon anti tournament.
They're real bright. So I'm gonna take a 10-foot run up and then leap 25 feet over the water.
All right.
Because lion. And mm-hmm. then I will proceed to move a little bit further down toward the toward the bar.
Yep.
A little bit. I'm really just trying to sort of sow chaos and stay. So I'm moving. The people who have been sort of like trailing to the south, fleeing the lions, the lion is now coming.
Yeah, the lion
for those people. And I roar, and that's my turn.
All right. Did you heal?
I gave myself, last turn I took a bonus action and I healed. So
okay.
I have a little bit more. I can't withstand 20 more damage, but.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Let me just ask as I measure where things are on the map. You know that the guards can move about 30 feet.
I'm gonna angle away from the guards.
Gotcha.
So that they are not gonna be able. I'm playing keep away with the guards here.
Okay. I will tell you. You played keep away from the
yes.
the duo. Of
oh, there's
guards,
another guy.
But there's another guard coming out of the.
All right.
So, but hey, one guard versus two guards.
One guard. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I will also tell you they don't have advantage on their attacks when they're solo.
Yes, I know pack tactics. So, I have that too. Yeah. If only another lion had come with me.
If only another lion had come with you. All right.
And
next.
That guard's he's a chair jockey. He just stares at mirrors most of the day.
Yeah,
so. He sucks. Okay, that's lion turn.
We don't know his rich backstory. All right. Next is the casino. Lots of guards are running around as ordered by J/Quentin Toggle Pocket. A security guard strides past you, Krong, without even knowing you're there, heading north. Baboons run over and attack acrobats.
Sorry?
Who, are basically like, why us?
Should have opened the door.
One of the security guards who just appeared on the floor of the casino is somewhat startled to see you, Ravel. Pulls out his truncheon and rushes you courageously, I might add. He rolls a math. A 10? 10 to hit?
Does not hit.
And a 7 to hit.
Also so does not hit.
He is swinging his truncheon wildly, think, being like, get back, lion, get back!
I think he's a desk jockey after
he
all.
He is a desk jockey. A bartender is hiding behind a bar. Another bartender, it seems to be stacking some of the top shelf booze into a personal backpack. A guard that Jay ordered has taken a position at the south door to the back area. There is chaos. Rats from the rat races are running across the casino floor. It is chaos. But except for one guard who just stands there, guarding the display case that is ever so secure. Yep. You know what? Things have broken down between the guard and the lion that was trying to be backed away, and they are, you know, they're doing some damage to each other. Diplomatic relationships have broken down. So, Levithia, you're in a room where three baboons are fighting two acrobats. The fight could go either way. It seems pretty evenly matched.
I shout to them, quick, open the gate. Go. The baboons know to go that way. That's their job. Hopefully that will save them, because I don't want them to actually die.
Baboons won't kill. They'll just knock unconscious and take all your stuff.
That's what I'm hoping with my vast knowledge of baboons. I mean, I'm
just saying, Erica, if you toss
fantasy baboons.
Yeah, they're fantasy baboons. If you toss a light crossbow into that fight, though, who knows what could happen?
Oh, boy. No. Instead, I am 1, 2, 3, 4 moving to this door and opening it.
That one does not require as a badge. You see through that door, a security guard headed east who seems unaware of your presence.
Okay. Then I am going to try to stealthily walk across the hall to the other door with my second part of my move.
You would have advantage.
That is nice. Well, I rolled a 19 on the die the first time, so I will keep that one, which brings me to a 24 on my stealth. And across I go.
All right. You head across the hall into another hallway. South of you, you don't know it, but Krong is there.
Okay. And I think that is as... Let's see. Yep, that's as far as I can get on my double move, I believe. So I'm just ready to head into the room on the next turn.
All right.
I assume Krong knows that I'm here, even though I don't know that Krong's
Correct.
There.
That is how Krong vision works.
Oh. Krong vision.
Jay?
Okay, so Krong and I, now the path is clear, we think. We can go through that security door and find out what's behind it.
All right. You want to head hand in hand through the security door?
I would like to skip through it, please.
I want Jay to open the door, and then I will go very fast up the hallway that it reveals.
Okay.
All right.
I think
I notice Krong moving then?
Nope.
Oh, man.
You just see a little eddy of some... leaves and dirt on the ground.
I don't know where any of my casino.
I don't know where any of my friends are. Everything's in chaos. I'm very scared.
Well, you know, the plan, you know, I have to say, for a plan that broke down very quickly, the plan B, amazing. I don't even know why. Why did you even bother with plan A? Plan A was garbage.
Krong and I are still on plan A.
On plan A. The plan was cause distraction. Go steal the thing. Steal this thing. We stole that thing first. There's a distraction ground. We're going to steal that thing.
Just a bonus.
All right. The distraction was different, but
is it because we didn't have a dun 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 dun?
It wasn't quite a clockwork plan.
I was not supposed to come through. I was not supposed to come through the back room there. I was supposed to
It was that Erica was surprised. Usually, it's not a good sign when Erica's surprised.
But we've made it work. We are agile as a team here.
Yeah.
So does Krong actually get to go through the door now?
Levithia right now is very worried.
Jay. You
head
over
to
the door.
She's there, so I'm just going to Krong. So
Jay, you open the door, or you unlock the door at the very least. Yep. It seems, other than that, the door is more impressive and sturdier and bigger, and it's a double doors. It is similar to all the other doors you have unlocked with a with your pass key.
Okay.
Your key card. So you unlock it. Do you step through it, or do you?
I
just
do. Wait? Yeah.
All right. Beyond is a short hallway. You can see out of the corner of your eye that there's a security mirror in the hallway, and you can see yourself on the security mirror there. That sure would have been real exciting if the room had not been completely emptied of security guards. You turn the corner, and there is a very long back hallway leading north to a slightly sturdier, more impressive-looking vault door at the very end of the hallway. Again, you know, I imagine it's just simple stone, everything here, free of any kind of clutter or decoration. But everything looks secure and sturdy. I'm going to say at the end, you can see a big fancy double door of cast iron with devil faces mounted on it. And it's got green trim.
Cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
Green trim, you say?
Yes.
Do we need to check if it's magical in addition to...
Well, you know that it would have a magical lock at the very least.
You're pretty far from it right now.
Yeah, I think you're pretty far from it. All right. Is that it, Jay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm heading toward that door.
All right, Krong.
I will suddenly decloak from the shadows and wave to Levithia.
Yep.
And make a series of arm gestures that are intended to convey that Levithia should come inside this room and guard the door and not let anyone else in until Jay and I are back with the money.
Are these with the fake arms or the real arms?
Which arms? I'm pretty sure Levithia is not going to pick up on what this meant.
It's both, like my hands are sticking out my belly and the hands on the side are just kind of wobbling around like a tube dancing guy at a used car lot.
All right.
I think I'm going to have Krong, to roll something when it's my turn.
Krong, make a sleight of hand check with disadvantage and then make a performance check with advantage.
Oh.
Okay, sleight of hand with disadvantage was 12.
Okay.
And performance with advantage.
This is delightful, and I love everything about it.
It is very bad. 5.
With advantage?
Okay. Yep.
All right.
So I guess the fake arms worked and the real arms didn't.
Yeah.
You know what? When it's my turn, I will roll an insight check and see
Levithia, you need to roll a DC 15 insight check on your turn to decipher that. Krong, please continue with the rest of your turn now that I have not delayed it any further.
I will move to here.
All right.
I will dash 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to here. And I will cunning action dash to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Halfway up the hallway.
Halfway up
and
the hallway.
And as you pass, I'm handing off that card because you're going to reach the end of the hallway before.
Nice.
I will.
All right.
We do it really smoothly. Teamwork. In my mind. Mm-hmm.
Just elegant. Let's all get out.
All right, Ravel.
I told Levithia the plan. Mm-hmm. Everything's set.
All right. I am going to continue my rampage.
Mm.
I'm gonna leave. You want to take an opportunity attack on me?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, I could disengage though. I got lion depends. Time.
Depends
on
if you want to take.
You go.
Depends if you want to take two moves. I rolled a 12.
Well, that would hit me.
So, do you want to be hit, or do you? Apparently, you have lion foresight as to whether you know that you'll be hit if you move.
Yeah, I'm gonna double move because there's just more chaos. Oh no, I'm gonna move. I don't want to get hit. So here's the story. I can't take too many hits, so I'm gonna disengage and then I'm gonna move. My normal speed.
All right.
Lion speed, which is still pretty fast.
Yep.
Because it's 50.
You are like knocking over couches and bounding over coffee tables as you head into the kind of bar area of the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm now kind of like mid casino by the bar.
Move the chaos.
Trying to increase the pressure on all the people who are fleeing to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's my turn.
Right.
I would think they would open up the boats at some point with all these people desperate to get out.
I don't know. We'll find out.
There's probably quite a crush down there.
They might be waiting until
swimming.
They get. They might
certainly get patrons could get lost and mixed around and confused in all the confusion.
I bet people are getting knocked into the canal at this point. So it is the tiefling's turn next. There is a just brutal brawl between acrobats and baboons happening that no one gets to see. A standoff between a lion and a security guard. One security guard continues to guard a display case while encouraging the professional gamblers to go back to the 3-dragon ante tournament. It's not happening. The security guards seem to be kind of focused on Lavelle as the most chaotic Sorry, Ravel.
Lavelle.
Yes. Sorry. And the bad news at this point is that they have switched to crossbows. They look like they are getting more menacing. They're getting more menacing, Ravel. At least, you know, I don't think crossbows are going to do as much damage, but they can hit you from quite a range. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say four crossbow bolts are going to whiz through the air in your direction. I have rolled a 16, a critical hit, a 5, and a 17.
Well, that's three hits.
I will tell you that, unfortunately, that is going to be, across those three hits, 4d10 damage. 4d10. That is
4d10.
29 damage as you are peppered with crossbow bolts.
All right, can I tell you what happens now?
Yes, you can. Yes.
All right, what happens now is...
the greatest lion death scene in all of Shakespeare.
A lion falls in the water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. While in the water, turns back into a Triton druid.
Oh, who is at home in the canal.
Who is still reeling from the damage, I will say.
Do you take damage?
Does it cross over, or does it just?
I believe it crosses over.
It crosses over, and it can kill you if it's that much.
Yes, okay. Which it did not. It's real close, but it did not.
All right.
And so let's just say that is what happened as a reaction to being hit, is that I splashed into the canal, if you'll allow it.
Yeah,
and now there's a druid in the canal.
Absolutely.
Nobody can see because you're underwater.
I'm underwater. All of the other, I'm going to say at this point, the security guards are all converging on the canal where there used to be a lion. They are firing crossbow bolts into the water that are kind of whizzing through the water around you, Ravel, as you perhaps wish to look like effortlessly. Would you like to be carried downstream by the current a little bit?
Yep.
Yep, as you are effortlessly carried, at least we'll say safely, under a bridge. And let's be clear, you're not a lion.
So I'm not a lion anymore.
Yeah,
and I could stay underwater because I am a. Which way is the flow? Is the flow toward the north
flows,
towards the waterfall?
Yeah, flows north toward the waterfall. Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Well, then
there is some magical properties to the canal because the people come and go by little boats that go upstream.
Right.
So, but yes, but we'll
I guess
say
it's,
at this
it's both. But anyway, yes. All right, that's what's happened is now I'm underwater, I am breathing the water, and I am drifting a little bit as they freak out.
I will say that, you know, the guards seem cautiously upbeat, as if somehow they have done a good job. At the same time, across the casino, in the back hallway, a back hallway where Levithia is currently walking, Quentin Togglepocket strides out of his office determinately in the direction of the security room, locks eyes with you and says, "Who the heck are you?"
"I ran out of the lions. They chased. Door. Acrobats. All right. Baboons." I just like I'm a literally flailing person.
Sure. Give me a bluff check because you're hella lying.
Is that not true?
I mean,
literally, lions, baboons, acrobats is true, Tony.
You're part of an operation to rob the casino.
True.
Remember?
High roll.
Surely advantage is required for it also being true, right? It's not a lie if you believe it's true. In this case, it is true.
Mm. I mean, that could then be persuasion, which is still a minus one. So guess what I rolled on this?
What did you roll, Erica and Sign?
A big
zero.
Zero.
Oh, well.
Quentin looks at you and says, "Security! Unfortunately, there's no security anywhere nearby because Jay scared them all off, / many of them are busy attempt murdering a lion."
Well, he's going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't wish to cause trouble, but there is a security guard.
There's
right
one
here.
Security guard a hallway away. Yes.
Wait, he should have been moving.
Outside the door, which is closed.
He should be moving away.
You're right.
He's only had one turn.
But this is his second turn, so he would have... This is his second turn as Quentin Togglepocket's moving. He's also moving, so
guess
he
what?
Should be able to go at least as far
right.
as Quentin Togglepocket moves.
We're gonna, I think so.
Guess what? I'm going to roll a d20. It's going to determine whether he is in earshot or not. Not great for him. Okay. I rolled an 8. So, okay. I mean...
All these guards are getting fired.
Yeah. So, speaking of Levithia, I think it's your turn.
It sure is.
You are in the back hallway. You have just come through a door. There's a set of doors to either side, kind of halfway down the hallway from you. One of them, unbeknownst to you, is locked such that it could never be opened again. Leads to a depressing employee break room. The other one leads to security. Further down the hallway is one diminutive gnomish casino investor, Quentin Toggle Pocket.
Yep. Did we determine that we have all of our weapons or most of the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's another role he's going to change once this is over.
I am going to...
No reason. I just, you know, Erica just likes to know what's in, what's in her pockets, right?
I mean, I'm actually thinking of luring him into the security room and getting him to follow me there. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to book it for the security room as if I'm like about to steal all of his stuff. Again, not technically a bluff. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, I'm going to go there. Nope, I was right the first time. And stand here. There. And hope he follows me. If he doesn't, then basically I'm going to ready an act. Let's see. If I do stay by the door, I can still see through the door. So, yeah. So I will move to here, and then I will ready an action. And that action will be to shoot at him if he goes in the other direction. But if he comes this way, that's fine.
Okay. He says, hey, you're not permitted in there. Get back here. Meanwhile, Jay, you're in a back hallway headed to the vault.
I am moving quickly to the other end. And I can get right to the door in one turn if I dash.
Now, do you have a key or did Krong have the key? Do you guys pass the
Krong,
key
Krong
back
has the key.
You do pass the key back card. And forth as you go. Well, I don't know how it works.
Jay has to dash to get there, so I don't know if they can take an action.
I mean, essentially, we're dashing at the same time anyways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could look and see, like, you know, scope it out, see if there's some magic traps or something on it.
As you approach the double doors of the vault, thinking about whether they could have some magical traps, you activate a magical trap. So activated by moving within 10 feet of the doors without a key card on your person. As mentioned, there are devilish faces on the iron doors of the vault. The devilish faces open and breathe a column of fire that fills most of the hallway. Jay and Krong, each of you give me a dexterity saving throw.
12.
I'm just checking to see if
you have advantage
on rogue abilities have come online yet. Because, you know, there are abilities that let me... Nope.
I don't think we have those at second level. Or do you?
Nope. Sorry. What was I rolling?
Dexterity
I rolled
one, saving throw.
I want to know what... Six. I rolled a six.
All right. Both of you are startled as fire fills the hallway. You each take 10 fire damage from the devilish face cast in iron on the door.
A cute little card move.
Oops.
Are either of you unconscious or bloodied by that amount of fire damage?
I am bloodied, but not
all right.
I'm bloodied.
Nice. Exciting.
I mean, we're only level two.
Only level two. Jay, anything else?
No, that like I took my all to get there. So
all right, Krong.
All right. Let's keep going. Back with it. One,
all right.
Two, three, four.
You've
five,
got a key card.
Six. And I will take a bonus action dash and just walk up to the door with a key card in hand.
All right. The door unlocks as you tap your key card. You hear like a sound of big metal things like sliding into the wall as you tap your key card on the frame of the giant vault door.
Great. Open. I'm like pounding on the door. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
You look into the vault beyond. Immediately across from you is an observation mirror. Hey, Levithia, from where you are in the security room, mm-hmm. you see it looks like Quentin Togglepocket and Krong making their way into the vault.
Okay.
And let me tell you about the vault, because you have never seen it before. The vault is 40 feet deep and almost twice as wide. You could say 80 feet wide if you wanted. I didn't write this adventure. a security mirror stares back at you from the far wall. 7 treasure chests rest on low tables positioned against the north and east walls. And 2 tall wardrobes stand against the south wall. Standing in the middle of the room is an animated skeleton of a minotaur.
Oh, dear.
I knew we should have checked in the security room to see what was in this room before we came into it.
That probably would have been smart.
It is an animated skeleton of a minotaur. I suppose you know it's animated and not just decorational, as it turns and rotates on its pedestal to look at you, the two of you, Krong and Jay, with its big cow-like skeletal face, its empty eye sockets staring at you. Is this where you all end? You meet your fates, murdered by a skeletal minotaur in a vault beneath an afterlife-themed casino? Or is this just the next bump in the road for Plan B? The B is for bump. Or is it for baboon? Or is it Plan A? A for acrobat. Acrobats who were murdered by baboons.
But
for answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill,